Welcome to The Good Stuff. Yes, indeed. And Mike, good to see you today.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo coming up, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
So
close. Have you prepared? Do you have everything planned for the party?
We're having tacos for lunch.
Yeah.
Is that good enough?
There you go. Okay. Sounds good to me. Do you know what? Oh, speaking of food, do you know what seafood tastes great with peanut butter?
I do now because you told me the answer to this one before we did the program. Jellyfish.
That's right. The seafood that tastes great with peanut butter. And I'm going to send out a shout out to Carrie at the Valentine Public Library and all of her staff because they put together cute little jokes on her calendar and I just love them.
Don't forget when you're here in the Valentine area, discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills and start by going to visitvalentine.org, like the Cowboy Trail and the Valentine Railroad Bridge. Created in conjunction with the Rails to Trails Conservancy, this bridge southeast of Valentine is 140 feet above the Niobrara River. Pretty scenic walk out there, or ride your bike. Check it out, one of the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Go to visitvalentine.org.
It had been some time since Jack had seen the old man. College, girls, career, and life itself got in the way. In fact, Jack moved clear across the country in pursuit of his dreams. There, in the rush of his busy life, Jack had little time to think about the past and often no time to spend with his wife and son. He was working on his future, and nothing could stop him. Over the phone, his mother told him, "Mr. Belzer died last night. The funeral is Wednesday." Memories flashed through his mind like an old newsreel as he sat quietly remembering his childhood days. "Jack, did you hear me?" "Oh, sorry, Mom. Yes, I heard you. It's been so long since I've thought of him. I'm sorry, but I honestly thought he died years ago." "Well, he didn't forget you. Every time I saw him, he'd ask how you were doing. He'd reminisce about the many days you spent over his side of the fence, as he put it. I love that old house he lived in. You know, Jack, after your father died, Mr. Belzer stepped in to make sure you had a man's influence in your life. He's the one who taught me carpentry," Jack said. "I wouldn't be in this business if it weren't for him. He spent a lot of time teaching me things he thought were important. Mom, I'll be there for the funeral." As busy as he was, he kept his word. Jack caught the next flight to his hometown. Mr. Belzer's funeral was small and uneventful. He had no children of his own, and most of his relatives had passed away. The night before he had to return home, Jack and his mom stopped by to see the old house next door one more time. Standing in the doorway, Jack paused for a moment. It was like crossing over into another dimension, a leap through space and time. The house was exactly as he remembered. Every step held memories, every picture, every piece of furniture. Jack stopped suddenly. "What's wrong, Jack?" "The box is gone." "What box?" Mom asked. "There's a small gold box that he kept locked on top of his desk. I must have asked him 1,000 times what was inside. All he'd ever tell me was the thing I value most," Jack said. It was gone. Everything about the house was exactly how Jack remembered it, except for the box. He figured someone from the Belzer family had taken it. "Now I'll never know what was so valuable to him," Jack said. "I better get some sleep. I have an early flight home, Mom." It had been about 2 weeks since Mr. Belzer died. Returning home from work one day, Jack discovered a note in his mailbox. "Signature required on a package. No one at home. Please stop by the main post office within the next 3 days." Early the next day, Jack retrieved the package. The small box was old and looked like it had been mailed 100 years ago. The handwriting was difficult to read, but the return address caught his attention. "Mr. Harold Belzer." Jack took the box out of his car and ripped open the package. There, inside the gold box and an envelope. Jack's hands shook as he read the note inside. "Upon my death, please forward this box and its contents to Jack Bennett. It's the thing I valued most in my life." A small key was taped to the letter. His heart racing, his tears filled his eyes, Jack carefully unlocked the box. There inside, he found a beautiful gold pocket watch. Running his finger slowly over the finely etched casing, he unlatched the cover. Inside, he found these words engraved: "Jack, thanks for your time. Harold Belzer." The thing he valued most was my time? Jack held the watch for a few minutes, then called his office, cleared his appointments for the next 2 days. "Why?" Janet, his assistant, asked. "I need some time to spend with my son," he said. "Oh, by the way, Janet, thanks for your time."
Don't forget your subscription to Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota. When you need information about agriculture, it's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And that's the good stuff.